Storylines, Level 3. Lifelines by Peter Viney. One, Computing the Future.
Rachel put down her pen and closed her eyes. She felt tired, very tired. She looked up at the clock. 4:30. Good. There was enough time to get to the newspaper office before 5 o'clock, and she wanted the advertisement to go into Friday's newspaper. Then, well, she didn't know what was going to happen next. It was a wonderful idea, and it was a new idea. She picked up the finished advertisement and walked through the office door into the computer room. The computer room was always busy. 14 people worked there. Rachel smiled and said hello to everyone as she walked across the room. Long pieces of blue paper were coming out of the computers. The operators were checking them carefully, then putting them into envelopes. Rachel's company used computers to do horoscopes for people. You sent the date, time and place of your birthday to the company Computer Astrology Limited, and the computers could do a horoscope for you. Rachel's boss, Mervyn Astra, started the company 3 years before. Mervyn Astra wasn't his real name, of course, but it sounded good. It sounded good in the newspaper and magazine advertisements. His real name was Brian Smith, but only a few people knew that. Rachel was his assistant. She didn't like Mervyn very much. He was a short, fat man with glasses and very long hair. Mervyn drove an orange Rolls-Royce everywhere. There were gold stars all over it. "It's good advertising," Mervyn always said. Anyway, when Rachel had the new idea, Mervyn said, "All right, you can try it."